Yeah, so what, why unity? Of course, yeah, it can be answered from different perspectives. For example, from like the history, like how did we get there? And I think like this is the easiest answer because it's mostly retrospective and seeing like what actions did we do in the past to end up where we are now. So maybe I can go a bit into detail, and but I don't know. I don't know if it's so useful because, like, discussing this, we should always try to evaluate, like, right now, like, right, what is the like the best thing to do right now? And maybe I start with this. So I think the best way or best thing to do right now is find ways to be happy without using not so many resources that, yeah, that like harm our environment that we humans need. So maybe like this is the best thing to do right now. So maybe like being happy, of course, can be different, but I think everybody has a kind of a definition or like experience of being happy. And of course, we're always looking for new ways to get happy. So I think this also should be this part of this experiment, like how to get more happy, how to find other there are other ways to be happy. And I think this is kind of a important thing. Maybe it's because of humanoid nature and tends to be, I don't know, stuck in the same way, and then you're less happy and then get dissatisfied, or I don't know. So I think that's always trying to find out how to be as happy as possible, but like not being unhappy if you don't find new ways. I don't know, it's pretty strange. The next part is, of course, the preserving of resources, because usually here, this uses up much resources, and I think it's not good if your pursuit of happiness like takes away the happiness from other people. Yeah, so I think like producing happiness, if you call it this, or like, yeah, raising happiness should not affect the happiness of other people, or at least as possible. And other people also means like our children or our future children, as long as we can estimate this in some way. And I think this is why what I want to achieve, and I also want to achieve this with unity. So this is kind of my big vision. So I think this is even bigger than the sharing community, which is just one step towards this. But even a sharing community can be very like wasteful or like make people unhappy or something like this. So I think it's just a very small step towards this. But the other question is like, how did I end up there? Because I was not born this way. Say, okay, yeah, like we should like save resources and don't destroy our future and be as happy as possible. But in some ways, I got into this, and I think this is also a part of unity, because I think some people got me into this direction. There was some events or some things that happened. For example, when I got into food sharing, this raised some awareness. But also when I like grew up on the countryside and then got into like these computer things and more engineering and thoughtful thinking, and I have experienced it like many people just act in a stupid way because thinking seems too hard, seems to be too hard. And so this always affected like kind of the happiness, because somebody thought that some action might make himself happy, but then it made many other people unhappy. And I think this is what we commonly experience if people act much without thinking, that they get unhappy themselves after a while or make other people unhappy. And so I think that like a thoughtful approach seems to be the best. And I was quite happy to see it like with the food sharing, which seems to be quite thoughtful also, but also with an action coupled. And I think Unity was for me the beginning to just increase food sharing, make it better, make it easier, which seems to be a good solution to a problem that we had right back then, because back then food sharing was like had software problems, had community problems, and I got into Unity to make food sharing better, food sharing in Germany. And when this wasn't so easily feasible, then we decided to make it first better for outside of Germany and maybe can affect it later in Germany. So this was like the shift in Unity that I basically did myself, also because I thought that I wasn't powerful enough to do it inside Germany. And yeah, the next thing I wasn't so involved with, so that getting a house, getting a place to stay, I think it's, for me, it's not a focus of Unity. I think for me it was still mostly about improving the situation of, like preserving the food resources in some way that is possible. So right now for mostly just saving the food, but maybe also in future, making it easier to share the food, like with all these community supported agricultures and they're around there. So, I mean, the next step is obviously not to just get everything from a dumpster, but also to produce it yourself and to find better ways to produce it, which is not taking many resources, but still can feed everybody. So I'm not trying to create a split society where I just can feed the people who are rich enough with good food and the others have to go to the supermarket, but we should like make it easy for everyone and possible for everyone who's willing to do it, to like grow their own food and get their own food. And I think food saving is, I think, a good step in this direction because it frees up resources. You don't have to work so much anymore. You can use your time for other things. Don't need to buy something at a supermarket, which also means that the supermarket doesn't employ so many people anymore because it's not so such an important place anymore for people. And I think later on we can just invest more resources into doing things that are more meaningful than standing behind the counter the whole day, like people do in the supermarket.